And sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And taking a look at sports, high school football last night, final week of the regular season in week 9. Of course, a lot on the line for a lot of teams. And we had a game for you last night that was a play and get in scenario. And the Fremont Mills Knights earned a playoff spot with a 42-12 win over the Cam Cougars, and they did it with a big defensive effort. The Knights held the Cougars to just 12 yards of offense and no first downs in the first half of play. Despite that lack of offense, the Cam defense helped the Cougars hang around. Cam forced 4 turnovers on downs for the Knights, all in their own territory in the first half. Cam was able to get the first score of the second half on a Thomas Hensley pass to Darian Bernison. That cut the lead to 21-6, but the Knights would answer right back on the next possession. FM scored on a 4-play drive that was capped off by a 4-yard touchdown run by Mason Venata. That was set up by a big 56-yard run by running back Jagger Powers. They then converted on the 2-point conversion after the score to extend that lead out to 29-6, and that really took control of the game for good for FM, as Mason Venata had 2 passing and 2 rushing touchdowns in the win for Fremont Mills. Jagger Powers rushed for 291 yards and 1 touchdown on the night to help out the cause there for FM, as they improved to 7-2 overall, 6-1 in district play, and they become the runner-up. They're an 8-man District 7 and qualify for the playoffs. Thomas Hensley finished the night with 1 passing and 1 rushing touchdown to put him at 51 total scores on the season. He finishes his terrific career with over 5,700 yards rushing and passing combined. Cam ends their season at 6-4 overall and 4-3 in the district. So that was that ball game for you last night. Of course, plenty of other games that were on tap and a lot that had some impact on the postseason. In Class 4A District 2, it was Des Moines Lincoln beating Abraham Lincoln 62-13. In District 3, Des Moines Hoover beat Thomas Jefferson 56-55. And Lewis Central secured their spot in the postseason with a 72-0 win over Des Moines North. In Class 3A District 7, it was Carroll beating Crestonoria Maxburg 28-26, Glenwood 42-20 over ADM, Winterset beat Denison Schleswig 18-3, and it was Harlan shutting out Atlantic last night at the Trojan Bowl 22-0, the final there. In Class 2A District 7, it was Kemper Catholic 28-6 over Southeast Valley, as the Knights become the runner-up in that district. Shenandoah 35-26 over Clarinda in the Page County Super Bowl. It was South Central Calhoun 35-7 over East Sac County, as South Central Calhoun will be the top seed there out of that district. And Underwood was a 24-0 winner over Red Oak. In Class 1A District 6 play, Ogden beat Manson Northwest Webster 24-14, South Hamilton over Eagle Grove 21-7, Van Meter shut out Madrid 42-0, and West Central Valley 26-14 over Panorama. In District 7, Missouri Valley upset AHSTW, and they end their unbeaten season with a 24-14 victory. IKM Manning was a 40-14 winner over Tri-Center. OABCIG 63-13 over Trainer. Logan Magnolia 42-14 over ACGC. In Class A District 7, St. Albert 56-14 over Griswold. Southwest Valley 65-0 over Riverside. Earlham was a 70-0 winner over Southeast Warren. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Nottoway Valley 35-6. In Class 8 man, in District 6 play, Stanton held on to beat Bedford 36-20, so Stanton the district champion. Lennox will be the runner-up as they beat Lamoni 44-18, and they leave Bedford on the outside looking in. And East, also it was East Union beating Wayne 28-2. In District 7 play, it was Fremont Mills 42-12 over Kim. And Sydney 54-14 over Clorinda Academy. Exira EHK beat East Mills 62-24. And Woodbine 74-12 over Essex. So it's Sydney and Fremont Mills, the two out of that district. In District 8, Audubon wrapped up the district championship with a shutout win over Arweva 59-0. Boyer Valley secured the runner-up spot with a 73-8 win over West Harrison. Arweva also left on the outside looking in. Coon Rapids Baird was a 26-25 winner over Glidden Ralston. That's a look at your scores there from high school football action from last night. Now, that set up the postseason teams that qualified. Of course, the two district the district winners and the district runner-ups, and then a couple of at-large bids as well being thrown in there in all classes. And in Class 8 player, here's the matchups here for the first round on the western side of the bracket, so local teams involved. Boyer Valley will travel to Remsen St. Mary's. It'll be Newell Fonda at Audubon, so Audubon will take on the fifth-ranked team there in the opening round, and if they were then to move on to the next round, they would then get a chance to host Remsen St. Mary's, who they've been tied with in that second spot in the poll for a couple of weeks now. Also, in that same side of the bracket, in the bottom side, it's Stanton being host to Fremont Mills. That's actually a rematch of a game that was played at the beginning of the season that Stanton picked up a close victory in. So they'll rematch right away in the first round. Usually they try to avoid that situation, but I guess it ended up being geography winning out over the other scenarios that they try to hold firm to. So Fremont Mills will be at Stanton. Also, Lennox will then be at Sydney in the opening round as well. Moving on to the Class A bracket, it will be Southwest Valley at home to take on Galen Catholic of Lamars, and also St. Albert will be home to host Westwood in the opening round. In Class 1A, it's IKM Manning going on the road all the way to Inwood to take on West Lyon, and then AHSTW will be at home to take on Western Christian. So AHSTW, with that loss last night, will still, of course, be the district champion and be the home team. But now the matchup, not the most favorable. They'll take on the defending champions there in Western Christian in the first round. And now with that one loss, they would lose out on getting the home game in the second round if it's West Lyon. If West Lyon's able to beat IKM Manning, then HSTW would have to go on the road to Inwood there if they're the top-ranked squad. Van Meter is at home to take on Belmont Clemmy. Also in Class 2A, Boyden Hole Rock Valley will be the home team as they will take on Kemper Catholic, and then Sioux Center will travel to South Central Calhoun. In Class 3A, Glenwood goes on the road to face Sergeant Bluff Luton, and Bishop Heelan will be at Harlan in the first round, Carlisle at Dallas Center Grimes, and Webster City at Pella on that same side of the bracket. In Class 4A, Lewis Central will go on the road to take on West Des Moines Valley. In that section of the bracket, it's Waukee at Ankeny Centennial as well, Southeast Polk at Johnston, and Dowling Catholic at Urbandale there. So that's a look at your postseason matchups. Once again, the first round comes up next Friday night. Those are 7 o'clock kickoffs around the state. And then the quarterfinal round will be the next Friday on November 3rd. The semifinals would follow the next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. And then the championship round would be a Thursday and Friday, the 16th and 17th. So that's a look at high school football notes. Moving on to a note from baseball, Justin Verlander and Jose Altuve have helped the Houston Astros force a Game 7 in the American League Championship Series. Verlander pitched 7 shutout innings, and Altuve drove in 3 runs as the Astros beat the Yankees 7-1 in Houston to tie that series at 3 games apiece. Verlander baffled the Yanks for a second time in the series, holding them to 5 hits while striking out 8 over the first 7 frames. The veteran right-hander tossed a complete game and earning a 2-1 victory in Game 2. Altuve's 2-run single put the Astros ahead 3-0 in the 5th inning, 3 batters after Brian McCann doubled home the game's first run. McCann also hit an RBI single in a 4-run 9th after Altuve sparked the rally, with a homer. Yankee starter Luis Severino was lifted after Altuve's fifth-inning single. Severino carried a one-hit shutout into the fifth before faltering. Game 7 will be on this evening in Houston. CC Sabathia is scheduled to start for the Yanks against Charlie Morton for the Astros in a rematch of Game 3 that was won 8-1 by Sabathia and the Yankees. Ron Gardenhire is in, Dusty Baker is out, and the Major League coaching managing carousel continues. The Tigers have hired Gardenhire to replace Brad Ausmus, who was dismissed after 4 seasons as manager. Gardenhire managed the Twins from 2002 to 14, winning 6 division titles in his first 9 seasons in 1,068 games. He inherits a team that tied for the worst record in the majors this year at 64-98. The Nationals fired Baker, who led the team to 192 wins and 2 division titles, but no playoff series wins in his 2 years at the helm. The Nationals will be hiring their 5th permanent manager since 2011. 3 of those skippers have left the dugout within 1 season of capturing an NL East crown. The Tigers are declining their $16 million option on right-hander Anibal Sanchez after he went 3-7 with a 6.41 ERA here this year. And also, Martin Truex Jr. will start from the pole for NASCAR's playoff race on Sunday at Kansas Speedway, where he has won 4 straight races. He was followed by playoff contenders Kevin Harvick, Ryan Blaney, Matt Kenseth, and Denny Hamlin in Friday's qualifying. And we'll have football coming up later this morning here for you as the Iowa Hawkeyes come out of their bye week and go on the road to Evanston, Illinois to take on the Northwestern Wildcats. 9 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock kickoff here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.